Last year, a swimming pool was a nicety that Tooele County could not afford, at least according to County Commissioner Sean Milne. Shortly after coming into office, Milne learned that the county had run out of money, had depleted the rainy day fund, and would have to make serious cutbacks.
We went in an immediate savings mode where we needed to conserve any resources that we had that would yield expenses, and we began looking at the niceties versus the necessity of county level government.
So one of the largest pools in the state of Utah was closed all last summer, a savings of about $200,000. Milne says citizens made it clear they were not happy with that. Energy Solutions Vice President of Communications Mark Walker says the company saw an opportunity to give back to the community where it operates its radioactive waste facility.
You know, we're a big part of employment in that county, and if you look at Energy Solutions' track record over the years, we've always looked for, you know, ways and opportunities to participate in the community.
Energy Solutions is providing $35,000 a year for 3 years to help keep the pool open. In return, Tooele County has offered them naming rights and the opportunity to post their signs around the pool. Commissioner Sean Milne says the county is treating this public-private partnership as an experiment.
It'll be interesting to see if local government can adapt the business model without losing the integrity of separating from elected officials and still being able to provide niceties for our citizens.
The Energy Solutions Aquatic Center opens this weekend. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.